We do not accept fallen maidens here, read by the author. Once in a fall, when the falling leaves came tumbling to the ground like the stone by stones of Joshua at the Battle of Jericho, a certain Miss Morris was walking a park in Merry Maryland and talking to her doggy dog, Dog Dog, about a fall that had befallen her some falls ago, when someone had shouted into her passing ears, "We do not accept fallen maidens here." Touch ground it was, immediately, the harsh way, she thought, then, Bloody tenant of livery in her ever so dirty mouth, Bloody and dirty ever since. Good clean Miss Morris had been. "We do not accept fallen maidens here." The dog was used to the constant muttering of his mistress. Every single day she would talk about that very incident. She would begin with the time before, with her sweet home containing a cute kitchen, a husband whom everybody thought to be ever so smart and handsome, in this order or the other way round, a son, a daughter, and another dog. Best of all, however, was the porch, you know, doggy, the porch to sit on when the falling sun dropped its reddish waters into the ears of thirsty gardens. At this point, the two of them used to howl together. The falling sun Miss Morris would wail, and the dog, whose original name had fallen into oblivion years ago, would whine something like "Falls," although the S, I don't know. Maybe it was rather "fall," as dogs don't usually produce dentals. In addition to its habit of joining into her howling, Doggy Dog 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 had snuggled up to her habit of hobbling some hundred steps after Miss Morris's mention of the fall. "Let's have a break, Boneless," she would say, when the two hobbling creatures had arrived at last at the first green bench, waiting for them near the fountain. "We really deserve it." Out of her bag, she would pull some remnants of food which she had gathered from the dumpsters behind the supermarket the day before. "Let us share it," she'd say, in a ceremonious tone, and so they do. The following part of the story would be the best to listen to, but the ugliest to watch in telling. Juices of all kinds were dripping down from Miss Morris's mouth when she told the dog named Boneless by now how she had collected herself in order to get up again. Then, as it was, as it were, as whatever. "They cannot have meant me," she had thought. "I snapped the dirt from her clothes," she used to say, "and stood a while very upright. You know, I was very upright then, an honorable woman, well known in the neighborhood." "We do not accept fallen maidens here." The men, whosoever they may have been, were long gone when Miss Morris walked away on that very day of her fall from the came-tumbling-down spot of her town in Merry Maryland. For the first time in her life, then, she had really noticed the presence of those barely-dressed girls lingering in this very street. They used to be there every night and day, of course, but you wouldn't look at them at all. Fallen maidens that were, you know, Boneless, that's how we used to call them in my happy home. At this point of the story, the dog, one of those Humpty Dumpty-like little creatures whose flesh and bones are always well hidden by a curly, wild-colored fur, used to growl as if in anger. "You ought not be too severe on them, darling." Miss Morris licked her lips with a fat tongue and managed to get some of the last crumbs of the meal into her mouth this way. Satisfied not only by the meal, but also by the fact that she, mild now, had had her opportunity of demanding mildness from her companion, she would fall back into the sleepy mood that was her usual habit. Of course, the horrors had been there all over the years. It was only that a certain instinct had prescribed her to entirely ignore them. An instinct shared by every woman of honor. In the moment of her fall, however, they provided for her last refuge. Again, the dirt in her mouth, face on the ground, again and again. Well, then, she had to struggle herself out of it. Every detail had to be retold. The second of nothingness, no motion, just listening. "We do not accept fallen maidens here." The shouting certainly was directed at them, she desperately tried to convince herself. But she had been killed, or so she felt. Until she saw the aunts. Them she would not accept, she thought. They'd crawl under her clothes, disgusting. The very idea returned her energy. She began to gather her limbs together while spitting out the earth. Then it was. What a pleasure to take things in now. Crumbs are not crumbs, you see. And on she went.